Ready to find your next favorite podcast? Start here.
Some of his slaves had come with him to France, including Sally, who is now 14. And during that time, in the words of Sally's son, she became Jefferson's concubine. Now, there's a lot to unpack here.
I feel it's important to host your life. The people you love and this and that, you're meant to take care of them and make sure their needs are met, and it's compensatory. I used to be known as the guy who would go into my girlfriend's roommate's bathroom and go, I'm going to piss in this potpourri.
Studios, at least in Ohio, are reopened, of course, limited capacity. It's not the same. People don't want to linger and hang. I get it. I totally understand. I just feel for the instructors, the studio owners of like, we worked so hard to build this community, and now it feels like it's just a shell.
Coming up, we'll hear samples from these three podcasts, Very Presidential, Smartless, and What the Fit. Welcome to Start Here from Cincinnati Public Radio. I'm Trip Eldridge, your podcast jockey. Each week, we sample and highlight three podcasts to help you navigate the exploding podcast world and maybe find your next podcast obsession. Plus, get an email summary of each podcast we feature with our weekly Start Here email blast. Just go to wvxu.org/subscribe and select the Start Here blast email at the bottom of the page. And if you like what you hear, please rate us in Apple Podcasts. A 5-star rating will help others find us in the iTunes gallery. With special thanks to Cincinnati Public Radio's Jim Nolan and Kevin Reynolds, and curation, writing, and producing from Connor Eldridge, let's start here. It's the highest office in the land, the most powerful position in the modern world, and it's seen its fair share of scandals come and go. On this week's first podcast, Very Presidential, join host Ashley Flowers for an all-access Oval Office tour of the dirty laundry behind some of the most notorious commanders-in-chief. Behind every oath to preserve, protect, and defend are some of the darkest secrets posed to disgrace some of the brightest legacies. Every Tuesday through the 2020 election, join host Ashley as she uncovers some of the most damning details surrounding history's most high-profile leaders, from the personal to the professional. Whether it's a torrid love affair, contemptible corruption, shocking cover-ups, or even murder, Very Presidential is here to remind us that no president is perfect. Check out this clip from the recent episode of Very Presidential titled Thomas Jefferson, the Hypocrite. The episode zooms in on the Virginia statesman and spokesman for democracy, examining the contradictory elements of his still cherished legacy.
About 9 years later, Martha dies at the age of just 33. On her deathbed, she makes her husband promise that he'll never remarry, and Jefferson keeps that promise. But 5 years later, he's serving as the American minister to France. This is in 1787, a few years after the Revolutionary War ended. Some of his slaves had come with him to France, including Sally, who is now 14. And during that time, in the words of Sally's son, she became Jefferson's concubine. Now, there's a lot to unpack here. First of all, Jefferson is 44 at this point. Sally is a 14-year-old child. Second, he literally owns her, so the concept of consent is just out the window. Worst of all, he's also technically her brother-in-law and like the main male authority figure in her life, which makes it super uncomfortable all around. Unfortunately, we'll never get to know Sally's side of the story. Many historians hesitate to use the word rape. They'll say maybe they were in love. Maybe this teenage girl wanted to sleep with this guy who's basically her creepy uncle turned captor. But let's be clear, that's insane. There's basically no possible scenario where this wasn't rape. And to make things even worse, by the time they were about to leave Paris, Sally was pregnant. Here's why that was so complicated. Any enslaved person who entered France could petition the court for their freedom. And in Paris, the courts always sided with the enslaved person. If Sally wanted to, she could walk away at any point and become legally free. She would never have to go back to Virginia again. And at first, that's what she wanted to do. But now, put yourself in her shoes. You are a 14-year-old girl in a foreign country across the ocean from the home where you've spent your entire life, and soon you'll have a baby that you have to take care of. If you stay here alone, your life is going to be a nonstop struggle. Or you can go back home, to your family, to the place that you know inside and out. You'll never be in control of your own life, but if you play your cards right, you might have some control over your situation. Jefferson knows Sally is thinking about staying in France, which gives her leverage to negotiate. He promises that if she comes back to Virginia, he'll make her life easy. He'll give her special privileges, and he swears that when her children turn 21, the age where emancipation becomes legal, he'll free them. Sally may never know freedom, but her descendants would. Eventually, she agrees.
That was Very Presidential, a Spotify podcast original. Shine a light on the darkest corners of an office without any on Very Presidential. On WVXU's Start Here podcast collection at WVXU.org. If you're looking for a sure laugh, check out the next featured podcast this week. It's Smartless, featuring comedy acting legends Jason Bateman, Will Arnett, and Sean Hayes. Smartless is a podcast that brings people of all walks of life together through laughter, thoughtful dialogue, and some of the funniest conversations you'll hear. Each episode, one of the hosts surprises the other two with a mystery guest that they're sure to love. And what ensues is a genuinely improvised and authentic conversation filled with laughter and newfound knowledge. And with guests like Will Ferrell, Maya Rudolph, and Melissa McCarthy, and many more, laughs have never been more of a guarantee. So join Jason, Will, and Sean to feed your smartless mind. Here's a little taste of the Smartless experience for you from an episode featuring longtime Hollywood icon Robert Downey Jr. Robert joins the show, the Smartless guys, for a jam session on the friendship, RDJ's career, and his special custom-colored M&Ms.
Did you guys ever cross paths when you were younger?
We did.
I remember being at a house once that you rolled in for just sort of a drive-by. And
this is going to be great.
We lost you to the bathroom.
Wait,
for a,
were you with Leif?
No, Leif was not there.
Okay.
But I do remember you coming in, and I was excited because I thought, oh, well, here we go. We're going to I get to get my party on. But you went into the bathroom and then came out, and then you were off to the next spot. And I was like, ah, missed it. I wonder if he left anything behind the toilet for me.
You know what one of my moves used to be? This is, but a lot of this too is called the old living amends. Like some of this, I feel it's important to host your life. The people you love and this and that, you're meant to take care of them and make sure their needs are met. And it's compensatory. I used to be known as the guy who would go into my girlfriend's roommate's bathroom and go, I'm going to piss in this potpourri. I wonder how long it'll take him to realize what I've done did here.
Just to be funny or just because?
Just because it was irreverent and weird, but usually yeah. There would have been a little tinge of resentment. Like, you know, Amber shouldn't have said that to me.
So I wonder
how long until this little basket of dried flowers is going to smell like a fucking panther's dick.
Panther's dick. All right, let's shift for one second. Can we talk a little bit about work-family balance? Are you happier now that I don't know much about your career, but just from the outside looking at it, I'm assuming that the Marvel thing is at a slower speed now or you're done with that now?
Yeah, that's all done.
Okay, so then I'm assuming you're able to spend even more time with the family now. Are you at a more comfortable ratio work-family balance?
Sure, but quiet as it's kept, the last 3 to 5 years, once you're in a big ensemble where it's mm-hmm. like working with Mercury to get everybody in one frame, let alone in the same city for mm-hmm. a day out of 6 weeks, I would be at home more often. Now, the big missing integer here is Susan Downey Esquire.
Your wife.
Who mm-hmm. really was such a part of the turnaround and the best mirror and partner for me. So we're out here. She's up in her office. Nothing has slowed for the strong of spirit during this time because mm-hmm. You can get a lot done remotely. You just don't have those natural breaks where you get to drive somewhere or hang out in the hallway or stand by the cooler for a minute. So I think for a certain type of personality, This has been a relentless, pride-swallowing siege of a time, but very productive.
From the podcast Smartless with Will Arnett, Jason Bateman, and Sean Hayes. Get a little smarter and a lot of laughter with the guys on Smartless. Available on WVXU's Start Here podcast collection page. It's at WVXU.org and choose the podcast menu item. Well, as COVID continues to limit the ways we can work out, and now with winter fast approaching, you may be looking for some fitness inspiration to keep you happy and healthy during the coming cold months. Well, look no further than this week's featured local podcast, What the Fit. Join fitness expert and mentor Chrissy Grody and her guests for honest, productive, and inspiring conversations about what it means to be fit and, more importantly, how to get there. With industry experts and everyday athletes like you and me, What the Fit is changing the game and changing the conversation on fitness, helping you delve beyond the diet tips to get to the why behind your goals. After just one episode of What the Fit, not even a global pandemic will be able to stop you from becoming your healthiest, happiest self. We'll get you started with a little warm-up from a recent episode of What the Fit featuring Anthony Sneed, former SoulCycle instructor and founder of Ascend by Anthony, a studio-quality beat-based workout experience designed for your home. He joins the show to discuss his frustration with his former employer, as well as the ways he's trying to build supportive and safe fitness communities, all virtually.
Especially when I was teaching in the studio, we would just hang out in the studio after class for so long.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, people were like, what are you guys doing back there? I'm like, we're just chilling.
That's the best part about group fitness is that community. That's what it feels, you know, when quarantine first hit and studios were closed, I was like, this is terrible, right? I have to now work out in my living room on my carpeted floor. I don't have the energy, whatever. We adapt, we make it work. I made it work. But, and then now, like, thinking about studios, at least in Ohio, are reopened, of course, limited capacity, but you can still, like, it's not the same. You know, that you have the masks coming in, coming out. People don't want to linger and hang. I get it. I totally understand. I just feel for the instructors, the studio owners of like, we worked so hard to build this community. And now it feels like it's just a shell of what it was.
I think, so here's my thing. Let me tell you, I don't do personal training. I'm a certified personal trainer, but I hate personal training.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know what's even worse? Teaching to a computer, just looking at a webcam. I'm like, yeah, like, you know, it's weird. It's weird.
It's so weird.
But if you get the same, if you can convince the same people to be like, hey, it's going to be better than ever. Like, we're still going to have a good time. We're going to meet at the same time. If you've got a bike, join in. If you don't, like, just dance in your living room.
Right.
Let's do it up. Like,
right.
I'm sure. And I was never an online fitness guy, but I love this.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, it's just true testament too of like humans will adapt. We'll make it work.
We will adapt. Yes.
Did you find it difficult to at least first like translate your energy through a screen versus like you're in a dark room full of people that are like, they're ready to work? Yeah.
Oh God. My first class was a mess.
Yeah.
Trying to do I had practiced 50 times on Zoom to do like all the settings and make it perfect. Of course, when I get 40 people in this class, I'm like, oh, my computer just crashed and I have to restart it. We started like 10 minutes late, but but people stayed on. They're like, it's fine. It's cool. But the first class was very rough. It's hard to engage, but that's just a learning curve too.
Yeah, right, right.
But now, I mean, it's pretty straightforward and pretty simple. It's fun.
From our local creators, that was What the Fit with Chrissy Grody. It's time to get in shape, starting with your mind with the help of What the Fit. Available now on wvxu.org/starthere or on the WVXU app at the Start Here podcast collection. Before we wrap up each week, we take a look at the Apple Podcast charts to see what podcasts are new or up and coming around the nation by iTunescharts.net. Two podcasts stand out, leading the country in downloads this week. The first is a very unusual one in that it's number one on the Apple Podcast charts, yet you can't get the Michelle Obama podcast on Apple. In fact, it's only available on Spotify. In any case, the podcast features the former First Lady and conversations with loved ones and colleagues about the relationships in our lives that make us who we are. In fact, our first episode features her hubby, Barack. We'll cover that more in depth in the coming weeks. The other podcast that debuted about a year ago, but spins up again this time of the year as we approach Halloween, is Full Body Chills, to bring back those spooky stories you heard as a kid by the campfire. Full Body Chills also hit number one last week on the Apple Podcast charts. To learn more about these podcasts and the other we featured today, check out the Start Here email. Just go to wvxu.org/subscribe and choose the Start Here newsletter from the bottom of the page. Thank you for joining us for Start Here, Cincinnati Public Radio's Discovery Podcast. For more about other podcasts we like, check out the Start Here collection at wvxu.org. It's our new specially curated collection of podcasts we think you might enjoy. Plus, check out the local podcast collection, podcasts created right here in Cincinnati by our local creators. And remember, if you've got a podcast or an episode you'd like to recommend, email us at podcast@wvxu.org. I'm Trip Eldridge for Cincinnati Public Radio, and thank you for choosing to start here.